This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's okay. Welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Chagiga, Daled Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, second line. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Ha'arel, someone who's uncircumcised. V'hatame, someone who's impure, Ptur Min Hariyah, is pater from the mitzvah of Riyah. Now, it doesn't just mean that you don't have to show up, because obviously you can't show up, because your tame, someone who's tame and shows up, is chayv kares. But what it means is you don't even have to send the oila through a shliach. Now, a tame cannot enter, as Rashi says. It says, ki mikdash Hashem timei v'nichrasa. There's a punishment of kares. Now, what kind of aral are we talking about? Rashi says we're talking about a Jew whose brothers died because of Mila, so he's excused from not having a Mila. Maybe he's not Chayav Kares, but it's not his fault, but he's still Pater from Riyah. Says Gemara, Bishlama Tameh, Bishlama, someone who's Tameh is Pater from Riyah, Dechsev, Uvasa Shama, Vahavesem Shama. He will come there, and he will bring there. Right, the pasuk says, "Ki imel ha'makom ashev chasham lekem mikolshev lechem lasuma shemay sham leshechnoi sedushu uvasem shama uvasa shama," and the next pasuk reads, "Vahaveisem shama." So, therefore, we make the following drasha: "Koshi yeshnei bebiya yeshnei bava." Anyone who is able to come has to bring karbanos. "V'choshe ena bebiya." Anyone who cannot come, ena bava, is not chayv to bring karbanos. Ela arel minolan. But an arel, how do we know that an arel does not have to send karbanos? Because he's able to come. So if he's able to come, then he should have to bring karbanos. Now, Tosis points out in the second Tosis that the Gemara says in Psachim Samach Beis, Aral and Tame do send their karbanos, even though they can't come. So Tosis says that's talking strictly about Nedarim and Nedavos that don't have any set time, and therefore their bia is not critical because they don't have to ever come. Therefore, they are allowed to send karbanos. However, this pasuk is talking about the oilas riyah that you need to come. Okay. The Gemara continues. How do I know aral? Says Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The author of this verse is Rabbi Akiva. Demarbi la aral ketame. That demarbi le la aral ketame. That he includes an aral like a tame. He considers an aral always like a tame. Whatever the laws of Tuma are applied to an Aral. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ish Ish, we have a Pasuk, Ish Ish Mizara Aron, Vahut Sarua, Izav, says any man from the descendants of Aaron who is a Matsaira or a Zav, Bakadoshim lo Yoichal, he cannot eat Kachim.
So he's like a Tame person.
So he's given the status exactly of a Tame person. And therefore, just like a Tamei person is Pater from Riyah, an Aral is also Pater from Riyah. So Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, asks a very interesting...
All types of Tamei people? Or
what?
All types of Tamei people, or is it just a specific kind of Tamei? Because there's different levels, right?
Correct. What kind of Tamei?
No.
Rashi says, the Rabbi says Ha'aral, to include an Aral. Okay, look at Rashi. Shehu ketamei, that he's like a tamei, shelo yoichal truma in kayinu. He can't eat truma if he's a kayin. So it sounds like he's compared to whatever types of tuma preclude you from eating truma. So an RL would have the same status as those types of tuma that preclude you from eating truma. Now, second Tosis asks, the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph needed a pasuk to say a tumtum and an androgynous are pater from Riyah, right? We learned out from Psukim that a tumtum and an androgynous, I needed a pasuk, right? Zuchurcha lahaitzi tumtum androgynous. Fractosis, why do I need a pasuk to pater tumtum androgynous? He's a suffix oral, right? Because on the tzad, he's a man, he doesn't have a mila, and a tumtum also, we don't know what he is, but he doesn't have a mila. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk should exclude a tumtum androgynous because he's like a tame. So Tosfos says that Gemara was not going according to Rabbi Akiva, that Gemara was going according to the Rabbanon. So Tosfos has another question, follow-up question. Why do I need a carbon, there's a pasuk that excludes an RL for a carbon Pesach, why don't we say since a tamei can't bring a karm pesach and aral also? Okay, that's this is kasha.
Are they allowed to though?
No, tamei can't bring a karm pesach and an aral can't bring a karm pesach. Okay, the Gemara continues.
And women can.
Women are chayiv in karm pesach, I believe. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, the Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ishish Rabbi Sisara. Tan Rabbanan, Tamei Pater Min Ariyah. So we can have a brisa that reiterates some of the points that we mentioned. Tamei is Pater from Riyah, the Chziv Uvasa Shama, Vavisim Shama. And you'll come there and you will bring there. Koshi Yeshne Babiya, Yeshne Bahava. Anyone who is able to come has to bring a carbon. Koshi Eina Babiya, anyone who can't come, Eina Bahava doesn't bring a carbon. Rabbi Yochana Menda Havai Omer Mishim Rabbi Huda, Suma. Someone who's blind in one eye is exempt from Riyah. Shenemar, we're going to read it. Yira, he shall see. Yera'eh, he shall be seen. Kederach sheba lirois, the way that God looks at you, kach ba lirois, God is seen. The same thing we had on Beis Amud Aleph. Ma ba lirois v'she'enav, just like God looks at you with two eyes, he is seen by you with two eyes. If he's not seen by you with two eyes, then you're pater. If you have one eye, you're pater. So now we have a very powerful Gemara, an Agadata, regarding different psukim in the Tanakh, that when different gedolim would get to it, they would cry. One of my favorite all-time Rav Avadi Yosef, so whenever he would read the psukim about Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef being sold, Yosef going into the pit, he would always cry. But here we see other psukim that very... What?
Maybe it was a guild wall.
Yeah. Actually, upcoming shir, I think, what's next week? Vayishev? Yeah. Vayishev, we're going to talk about Gulgulam of Yosef HaTzadik. Okay. I think next week. Stay
Why
tuned.
Why Hashem sees people with toys?
Because how do we know? Because the pasuk says, "Einei Hashem alekachaba," the two eyes of God are upon you. That like, we have that on Beis Amud Aleph. Anyway, but we're going to quote a number of psukim that different gedolim cried when they got to. We learn from here a very important thing, and that is that the attitude that people have during Kriyas HaTorah is the exact opposite attitude that one should have. Many people, they take, they come to davening. And Kriyas HaTorah, it's like tune out. In a certain sense, Kriyas HaTorah is the most important part of the service. It's because we're reading the Torah Barabim. This is the Torah of Hashem, which is our holiest thing. There's more Kedusha than Tefillah. Kriyas HaTorah is more Kedusha than Tefillah. And we're doing it Barabim. It's the most important time of the whole service. And therefore, one has to listen in a very concentrating way. In other words, one has to be completely immersed and focused on listening to the word of Hashem and relive the narrative. In other words, not just, whatever. He's not just following along in case the guy slips up so he could jump down his throat. It's you're reliving the story. I mean, when Yoshio HaMelech, who was not even observant at the time, heard when they read the Torah, when they opened the Torah, and he heard the Pasuk that Hashem's going to... He was moved by it because even someone who wasn't observant understood the proper way to listen to the Torah. It's in a if you could be maver sedra, great, but that's sort of secondary importance. The main importance is to really be absorbed in what's taking place. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rav Huna kimatin like Rav Huna when he got up to the following pasuk, Yera'eh, that you will see and be seen. Bachi, he cried. Amari said like this, God wants to see us, right? Because he says, God, we should be seen. That means God wants to see us. Amar evet shiravim tzapaloi leroysai, a servant that his master wants to see him. Can you imagine a servant that his master wants to look at him? What a close relationship the master must have. If the servant wants to be seen by his master... And then the master distances himself from him. Yitzrachik mimenu. Then the master distances himself from him. Dechsiv ki savayu leirois panai. When you come to be seen, mi bikesh zos miyadchem remois chatzeiroi. Who asked this of you? Mean God is saying now, I don't want to see you. So an Eved, who once upon a time wanted to be seen by God, now the master turns on the Eved and says, I don't want to see you. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. By the way, from that pasuk, we quote this pasuk on the top of the page. What do we learn out? That when a person comes into the mikdash, you have to take off your shoes. Otherwise, you're trampling the mikdash. So the Rav Huna cried when he got to the pasuk. There was a time in our history God wanted to see us, and now He is not interested. Is somebody at the door? Rav Huna, kimat lahaikra bachi. Rav Huna, when he got to the pasuk, he cried. V'zavachta shlamim. You will slaughter peace offerings. V'yachalta sham. And you will eat there. So God saying, you will come to the mikdash, slaughter shlamim, and you will eat there. Eved sh'rabbi mitzav lechal al shulchan, a servant that his master wants him to eat at his table, yisrachek mimenu, then distances himself from him. D'chsiv, in other words, at one point in time, God invited us to his house, and he wanted to serve us a delicious supper, and he wanted us to eat off his table. And then God distances himself from us. D'chsiv, la mali roiv zivchechem yoymar Hashem, why do I need your abundant sacrifices? So contrast the relationship when once upon a time God wanted us to eat off his table. You hear this, Rav Huna, when he got to the pasuk that that you should partake of carbon shlamims, then he would cry because God used to want us to eat off his table, and now he says to us, I don't need your abundant sacrifices. Rebbe Lazar kimat al haikrabachi. Rebbe Lazar, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, v'la yachlu echav lanoi soisai. When Yosef revealed himself, he said, ani Yosef ha'oira v'ichai. The brothers couldn't answer him, ki nevalu mipanav, because they were ashamed of him. Now, there are two ways of learning this. Technically, Yosef did not really reprimand them yet. He just said, I'm Yosef, his dad's still alive. And they still couldn't answer because they knew he could reprimand him. Or the pshat is saying, ha'oid avichai, is a taychacha, meaning, I'm Yosef. Dad suffered so many years. Did he survive the whole ordeal? In other words, it was like an underhanded taychacha.
But only according to opinion, which says that they sold it. Sold him, if they didn't sell him.
What do you mean? Who says they didn't sell him?
I think, or Chaim HaKodesh says that they went to eat, and by the time they came back, Ishmael or whatever, they took them.
Okay, whatever, they threw him in a pit, you know, either way, you know, they were responsible. If the reprimanding, if the remonstration of a basar v'dam, flesh and blood, you can't respond to teichacha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rebuke of God, that after 120, God is going to say, no, what do you make of yourself? Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so. Says Toisus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alachas kama v'kama. Shelo yuchal lahoshiv tshuva mal yasa. You will not be able to give a sufficient answer, lehipater legamri, to get yourself off the hook. Yeah, maybe you'll tell God some mitigating circumstances and some rationale why you couldn't be what you should have been, but to get off the hook completely, it's not going to be, you're going to have a hard case to sell. Rabbi Lazar, kimat alahai krabachi. Rabbi Lazar, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried. Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, we know that Shaul had a wake Shmuel up from the dead. Shaul had to wake Shmuel up from the dead. Shaul didn't know what was going to happen in battle. And Shmuel was very scared because he figured he's being summoned to give like a din v'cheshbon of the best din Shamala. So Shmuel said to Shaul, Lama hir gaz tani laloi soisi. Why do you disturb me to bring me up? Because Shmuel was afraid of the din that he was being summoned to. He didn't know that Shaul just wanted advice. Uma Shmuel had tzaddik. Hayem esyare min adin. If Shmuel, the righteous, was afraid of the din, anu, we who are not righteous, alachas kam v'kama. Now Shmuel mayhi. What's the story with Shmuel? Rashi says, minolan de mesyare. How do we know he was afraid? The chsev, the pasuk says, v'atoymer ha'isha al Shaul. The woman said to Shaul, the witch that Shaul saw, that Shaul spoke to, the necromancer, Eloi him ra'isi oilem. I see two great men coming up. Didn't say oile, oilem, oilem trei mashma. Chad Shmuel, one was Shmuel ve'idach. And the other, and another guy. Who was the other guy? Moshe. Shmuel, when Shmuel was summoned from the dead, he said, Moshe, come with me, keep me company, protect me. Shmuel went and he brought Moshe with him. Amar lei, Shmuel said, Dimachas v'sham ledinam esvina, maybe heaven forbid, they're summoning me for judgment. Come with me. Deleka milsa, the kasaf d'arais, there's nothing that you wrote in the Torah, Delei kiyamte, that I didn't fulfill. So therefore I need a advocate, I need a defense attorney. So obviously he was afraid. Okay, next Gemara. Rabbi Ami, when he got to the pasuk, the following pasuk, Bachi, he cried. The pasuk says, Yitain ba'afar piu, put your mouth in the dust, ula yesh tekva, maybe there'll be hope. So it's talking about, you know, if a person suffers certain suffering, that will perhaps that will bring a person hope. The Gemara says, Omer, kuli haiva ulai, all that suffering, and then only maybe it will help? It's not a, you can't take it to the bank that it will help you. Rashi says, "Kala yisurim halalo yikabel." All these yisurim will accept. Va'idenu b'safek, and still a doubt in tealoi tikva whether there's hope. Rabbi Ami, kimati l'haikra b'achi. Rabbi Ami, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. So apparently, he cried more than by one pasuk. Bikshu tzedek, seek out justice. Bikshu anava, seek out humility. Ulai tisteru. Perhaps you will be able to conceal yourself b'yom af Hashem on the day of God's wrath. So if you seek out righteousness and you seek out humility, maybe you'll be spared on the day of God's wrath. Amar kulei haiva ulai, I got to do all that and then only maybe I'll be spared. I have to seek out righteousness, I have to seek out humility and then only maybe I'll be spared. Ravasi kimati l'haikra b'achi. Ravasi, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried, Sinura, hate evil. Ve'ehavu toiv, love good. V'hitzigu b'shar mishpat, establish justice at the gate. Ula yichanein Hashem lekeit tzvakos. Perhaps God, Master of Hosts, will be gracious. So you have to hate evil, you have to love good, you have to establish justice, and then maybe God will be gracious. Kulei haivu ulai, all that and only maybe. Rav Yosef kimat el haikrabach. Rav Yosef, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried. The pasuk says, "V'yesh nisbe b'loy mishpat." Someone could be gathered in, could be swept away without judgment, which implies somebody could die, even though it's not his time, even though he doesn't deserve it. Someone could die early.
Wrong time.
What?
Wrong place, wrong time.
You know, somebody could take it away, and it wasn't supposed to be. Says the Gemara. Umi, the Bach says, Umi ika does away zimne. Could a guy go before his time? In? Yeah, you could. Ki had Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Like the following conversation with Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Have a shchiach gabe Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis was pals with him. He used to swing with the Malach HaMavis, you know? That was it. They were buddies. Now, I just learning a Gemara in Brachas on Av Chesam Abayis. That Rav Bibi Bar Abaye on Erev Yom Kippur, he wanted to finish up all his Maver Sedra. So the question is, he had nothing better to do on Erev Yom Kippur. I think I once spoke this out here also. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye came from Abaye. Abaye came from the Beis Eli. Eli, there was a curse on the Beis Eli that they would die young. So we know that Maver Sedra is skula for Arichas Yomim, right? Called Hamashlam Parshiyosav and Matzibar, Marichan Lo Yom Avashnoisav. So he was looking for his chus to live long. But Be'etzem, the descendants of Abaye, were sort of subject to the Malach HaMavis. I wonder if that's where he got his relationship with the Malach HaMavis, because he inherently was someone who was supposed to be taken early. Okay. Ki had Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, have a shchiach gabei Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis was frequent by him. Amar Leila Shluchei, the Malach HaMavis told his agent, Zilla, you know, it's a he didn't do it, you know, the Malach HaMavis had hired somebody, you know. All great accomplishments come when you hire good people under you, right?
Delegation.
So the Malach HaMavah said, Amar Leil Shuchay, Zil Aisili, Miriam Megad LaSeyar. Nashi, go bring me Miriam, the Sheitomacher, the one who braids the hair of the women. Now, for a moment, who is this woman, Miriam Megadla Neshayah? She lived in the second base of Mikdash, and it seems like she was the mother of Pliny. Now, who's Pliny? Was Pliny Oisayash? Miriam was the mother. So this might have been the mother of Oisayash. But that's an interesting subject. Anyway, so the guy brought the wrong person. Also, I say Miriam Magala Dardaki. So the agent went and brought Miriam, the nursery school teacher. I'm really, I know Miriam Magala Dardaki. I told you the other Miriam. Why bring me this Miriam? Tell you, get me the Miriam who does the sheitels. Amarlei, Iyahachi Ahadra. If so, I have to return her. Meaning I got to bring her back to life. Bring this one back to life and I'll take the other one. Amarlei, nah, hovai, sisila, have a luminyana. Once you have her here, keep her among the count. You took her already, so we'll keep her dead. So Abibi Barabai said, Alhechi Yechotla. How did you do it? If it was not her time, how did you do it? How did you kill her if it wasn't her time to go? It's a good kasha. So the Malach HaMavah says, what do you mean? Have a Nikita Misara Biyada. She was holding the poker in her hand. Meaning, what's the poker? The Ud, the firebrand, the stick that stokes the coals. And she was sweeping the oven. Yeah, what does shagra mean? Do anyone have a translation of that? She was sweeping the oven. Shakalta, she took it. The anachta agaba the car, and she put the coal on her foot. Kadcha, she burnt her foot. Oh! Once she burnt her foot, her mazel went sour. Kadcha v'isra mazel. She got burnt and her mazel went sour. V'isisa, once she was, the momentum was dead, on the down, so I took her. Okay, Amar le Rabbi Barabaye, Islachu reshusa l'mevedoch. You have permission to do this? Amar le the Malach HaMavah said, well, what do you think, I'm an Amoris? For like, siviyeshin isla v'le mishpat. The Pasuk says someone could be taken away before his time. So Rabbi Rabbi Samarle Voksiv Dor Hoylech Vidor Ba. One generation leaves the world and the next generation comes. Meaning the new generation can't come until it's time for the new generation to leave. So Malach HaMavah said, not a problem. I don't fully take the person. I do kill the person, but I don't put them in the Gehenna yet. They just sort of float around until their time comes to be officially dead. So they're dead, they're just not in the place of the other dead people. Amar dira'ina luhu, I shepherd them. Ana, adem alulu l'doro, until their generation is filled. Meaning, if somebody dies young, so then for whatever, 50, 60, 70 years, we swing together. And then when it's time to die, I deposit them with Duma. Duma is like where all the dead people go. Le'am esim yihaluluka. V'lai kol yardei Duma. Not to be confused with any particular restaurant.
Why is that any better?
What?
Why is that any better
to Duma? Duma is Russian parliament.
That's why I said don't confuse it with any.
With the Russian,
so he's asking, how does it help? At the end of the day, you're dead. Dead is dead. It doesn't matter where you are. Look. Gemara's going to ask that. V'hadar mashlum na leila duma, and then I deposit the person by duma. Amar lei soif soif shnei mayavadet. So the Gemara doesn't quite ask that. The Gemara says, well, look, you took the person away early. What's done with the extra years? So Amar, he said, i'ika tzor merabanan, if there's a young Torah scholar, the maver b'mile, who's maver on his midos, my sifna lehu lei, I add to their years, and it's an exchange.
He has a right to do that.
Okay, now, where does he come off? adding years to some random rabbi's life. It sounds like, I believe the Mefarshim say, that this person sort of lost out. He was taken away early. The person could have done Ma'isim Tovim, the person could have done Tshuva. So Hashem says, no problem. You know, we'll give it to somebody who knows how to use it, and it will be accredited to you because, you know, Hashem gives it to the right person, that it should be a zechus for the person who left.
Neshama should have an aliyah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you weren't capable of doing that.
Apparently, they're right. That person was not capable of doing it themselves. All right, friends. So...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.